It is hard to believe there was a time when people did not understand that cigarette smoking is an addiction. I wondered aloud once to my sister, who is perennially trying to quit, whether our father realized this. I wondered how she, a smoker since high school, viewed her own habit. It was our father who gave her her first cigarette, one day when she had taken water to him in the fields. "I always wondered why he did that," she said, puzzled, and with some bitterness. "What did he say?" I asked. "That he didn't want me to go to anyone else for them," she said, which never really crossed my mind. So he was aware it was addictive, I thought, though as annoyed as she that he assumed she would be interested. I began smoking in 11th grade, also the year I drank numerous bottles of terrible, sweet, very cheap wine. My friends and I, all boys for this venture, bought our supplies from a man who ran a segregated bar and liquor store on the outskirts of town. Over the entrance, there was a large sign that said, "Colored." We were not permitted to drink there, only to buy. I smoked Cools because my sister did. By then, I thought her toxic, darkened lips and gums glamorous. However, my body simply would not tolerate smoke. After 6 months, I had a chronic sore throat. I gave up smoking gladly. Because it was a ritual with my buddies, Merle, Leon, and Dog Fairly, I continued to drink wine.